This is Earth and Sky. St. Lucia is an island in the Caribbean known for its sandy beaches and beautiful coral reefs, but a booming population there has led to a decline in fish catches. Biologist Callum Roberts at the University of York in England spoke with us about establishing no-fishing zones in St. Lucia.
In St. Lucia, 35% of the coral reef habitat was protected from fishing in 1995. And in just 5 years, we've seen a doubling in the fish catches in adjacent areas. And so here's an area where the local people decided to give reserves a try, and they were bold and ambitious with that objective of trying to rehabilitate a struggling fishery. They gave up a third of their fishing grounds, and it's really paid off.
Keys to the success of the marine reserves in St. Lucia are that local stakeholders were all brought together to participate and that the protected areas are big enough.
I was very surprised in St. Lucia to see how rapidly fish stocks responded to protection. It was quite spectacular the rate at which fish populations rebounded.
Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.